Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen. The act of exorcising was only entrusted by Jesus to the apostles and their successors. For this reason, currently, the only ones who can perform exorcisms without having to consult someone are the bishops of the Catholic Church, who are the successors of the apostles. They, in turn, can also delegate this function to one or more exorcist priests who meet the necessary conditions, that is, who are pious, educated, prudent, and have integrity of life. Normally, each diocese or territory administered by a bishop has an exorcist priest officially appointed by him to carry out this work. Exorcism is practiced when there is a diabolical possession, that is, when the demon seizes a body, not a soul, and makes it act or speak as he wants, without the victim being able to resist. The prayer of deliverance is the prayer that is made to end the influence of the devil in a person. The demon can torment a person from within, but without actually possessing the person. The internal demonic influence can act on the body, causing diseases, or on the mind, altering the powers of the soul in the form of vices or obsessive thoughts. The deliverance prayer can be performed by any priest, or by a group of lay people who have received from God the mission and charisms to do so, always under the guidance of a priest. Unlike the exorcism in which the bishop or the priest, with the authority that God gives them, directly orders the demon to leave the person, the deliverance prayer is addressed to God, and God is asked to free the person from any demonic influence. In the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 19, from verse 11 to verse 17, St. Luke the Evangelist tells us how a group of Jewish exorcists, seeing how God worked through St. Paul the Apostle, also tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over people who were possessed by evil spirits. They used to say, "I adjure you by the Jesus whose spokesman is Paul." But the evil spirit replied, "Jesus I recognize, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And the man with the evil spirit hurled himself at them and overpowered first one and then another, and handled them so violently that they fled from that house, stripped of clothing and badly mauled. In these verses, we can see how doing this type of prayer, without having received the authority from Jesus Christ through a priest to do so, can be very dangerous. This is dangerous for the person who is praying and also for the person who is receiving the prayer. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen.